Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama.
Roll it.
Make everyone mad and steal back Obama. Rolling.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Remember a few weeks ago, we talked about the Akai Gurley case where the officer, Peter Leong, was convicted. Tom, yesterday, he was given 5 years probation. Michael Vick goes to prison for killing dogs, yet an officer kills a black man, and he gets to go home. That, to me, is shameful out of New York, and so lots of protests there. But what we're talking about this morning deals with Flint, and many folks in national media focused on the Flint water crisis, Tom, for quite some time. Many folks have pretty much moved on, yet the residents there still are facing major difficulties. Joining us right now is the mayor of Flint, Michigan, Mayor Karen Weaver. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing great. Have you received any state or federal funds for the residents there? What is taking place there on the ground?
The only thing that we have received was $2 million that we had given up front to switch back to Detroit Water, so we got our $2 million, which was our money, back. We are issuing water credits right now. So people will get credit for water that they paid for that they couldn't use, but that will only carry us through maybe the end of this month, next month. That's it.
This month, like in 2 weeks?
Yes, ma'am.
So what is the plan? What is the governor doing other than announcing he's going to drink Flint water for the next 30 days?
I know. Well, that was our question as well. We really prefer that he work on getting funding to the residents and funding for the city. Instead of showing us that he can drink filtered water, because that's what we've been doing. So that's
now, apparently, what the governor is saying, that they're putting phosphates into the water, hoping to recoat the pipes, if you will. Yet I'm hearing here from residents who are saying, look, this water is still dirty, and then tests are showing still high levels of lead contamination all across the country.
That's exactly right. So, and the other thing with that coating is no one can tell us when it will actually be coated to a level that's safe. So, the pipes are being treated, but we still can't drink the water. Now, I don't know if you all heard that today there will be an announcement from the Attorney General's office about some criminal charges that are going to be announced.
And this may be like 2 to 4 people.
Correct. And I know that city is involved. And MDEQ, that was what's been told to us.
Are you still in need of, and are people still sending bottled water? Are those things still happening, or have you seen a dramatic drop-off of support across the country?
Well, we've asked people to send us some other things. Their people are still calling, but the things we've been requesting that they send have been more like the body wipes and washes that you can use, hand sanitizer, those kinds of things. We've also asked people to start sending us books and developmental toys for children, because we're trying to get those things as well.
The other question I have is this here. So in Congress, you've had your Michigan U.S. senators trying to get them to approve $220 million for the replacement of pipes, yet Utah Senator Mike Lee is blocking that, saying that the state of Michigan should take the money from their rainy day fund and not come to the federal government, even though it was, state regulators who screwed up, but also the Environmental Protection Agency that also screwed up.
Exactly. And that's why, the thing that I've been saying and the people have been saying is we should be getting funding from state and federal. This is bigger than the city. And while we know we haven't gotten that money from the rainy day fund, we are so sick and tired of everybody pointing fingers at each other, because all of them were involved. They need to send the financial resources that we deserve to have.
Want to give folks this phone number. This is the office in D.C. To Utah Senator Mike Lee, 202 224-5444. 202-224-5444. Office is open at 9 a.m. You can also send him a tweet at Sen Mike Lee, S-E-N Mike, M-I-K-E-L-E-E. Tom, we had folks call in yesterday. They put their phone on voicemail. But I want everybody to greet his behind this morning and tell him, unblock the money for the Flint water crisis.
Dr. Weaver, can I just ask this? Because you have a doctorate in clinical psychology, right?
Correct.
So what is the mindset of the people right now? I mean, they see help coming, but still, what is in the makeup of these people? What's going on in their heads and in their lives right now?
It's a lot of anger and frustration right now because, you know, April 25th, it will be exactly 2 years that we've been in this situation. So people are tired, they're angry, they're frustrated because this should not... It shouldn't take this amount of time for us to get the help we deserve when we live right here in the United States.
And so is there anything, I mean, you've talked about the things that we can send them. What else can we do?
You know what? We are so grateful that you are helping us keep this story out because one of the things, and it's been touched on, that the residents are scared of, that they're frightened of, is that the story will go away, that the headlines will go away, and the attention will go away, and we'll still be sitting in this situation. That was one of the reasons I knew it was very important to do the file an intent, so we could preserve our right to sue if we have to.
What do you make of the decision in federal court to toss a lawsuit, but to tell folks the class action lawsuit that they should file that lawsuit in state court?
You know, that's a tough one because on the one hand, you know, the residents were wronged. We do know that. On the other hand, you know, it's been a delicate balance because the city needs money. But really, what we think is that the state should be paying for this. The state is the one that should be, you know, paying for these lawsuits that the city is facing. We got here because of them.
So, Roland, once again, that phone number in terms of federal attention on this, Senator Mike
Lee. Senator Mike Lee of Utah is the one who's blocking
exactly.
His phone.
I was glad you gave that number out because yesterday when I held my press conference, I did the same thing, and we were blowing up his number as well.
So his D.C. office is 202-224-5444, 202-224-5444. And what folks also need to understand that he also has two offices in Utah. He has two offices in Utah. Also call that Utah office and let them know free that money up for Flint. We'll have that number, those numbers on Black America Web. We'll also tweet those out and put them on Facebook. Mayor Weaver, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
Keep pressing the case in Flint.
All right, Mayor Weaver.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.